Well, you know, there's something where Ephesians 4:26 comes into play. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And when that person like that ticks us off, we need to turn it over to God. Don't take revenge. Let God deal with them, as scripture says. You know, I will repay, says the Lord, right? It is tough. I mean, like, I'm not going to make light of this. I mean, like, we all face situations like this. Yeah. But when we are faced with it, you know, pray to God. Ask for peace during that moment so that you don't sin. I'm sorry. I mean, like, that's the key right there. I mean, like, because it's so easy in the heat of the moment, and let everything just erupt. But instead, we're in that moment, take it to God, pray and ask for peace so that you don't sin. Because ultimately, we are responsible for our anger and what we do with it. You know, the other person isn't responsible for it. You know, we're responsible for what we do and how we react and respond.
And of course, you always have this this debate. You don't know if it was intentional.
You know,
like, of course, it seems pretty insensitive. You don't necessarily know the entire situation. But I love what you were getting at, too, where if we choose to continue to get angry, bring that into our night, so on and so forth, I can't believe this person would do this to me. Yeah, it isn't just, it's not good. Maybe intentional, maybe not. But then you're like allowing that person to affect the rest of your day and even the people around you. And then it's just like this ugly ripple effect.
Yeah, and ultimately, this is where the enemy loves this kind of situation. You know, Satan loves this kind of situation because if he can get us thrown off because of, well, even a situation like this, person parks too close so we can't get into our car. If we can get derailed, then he's laughing.
Yeah.
And I know for us, we're just like, oh, but it's, and I understand the frustration, but ultimately we need to take it to God and just, you know, let it ride.